You're with SBS Radio.
Pagkatapos ng dalawang taon mula sa pagsimula ng krisis, hindi pa rin tumigil na tumulong sa mga Rohingya refugees ang ilang kababaihan at patuloy ang kanilang pagbibigay suporta sa kabila ng sakuna at kaguluhan. Narito ang buong detalye sa ulat ni Matt Connellan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nagtatrabaho si Suzanne Wago mula sa Sydney para sa United Nations World Food Program sa Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Ang malakihang paglabas ng mga Rohingyang Muslim mula Myanmar na nagsimula ng Agosto ng 2017 ay gumawa sa Cox's Bazar bilang pinakamalaking refugee settlement sa buong mundo na may halos 800,050 tao ngayon. Naroon si Ms. Wago simula Marso nitong taon at sinabing mahalaga ang suportang kawanggawa, mapanatural o gawang tao na sakuna.
There's a real need for people to come in and provide support, and I'm particularly motivated to do that in a capacity where we're empowering those vulnerable communities to be able to prioritize their own needs as well, which is why I'm really interested in cash interventions, which gives people more ownership to be able to prioritize their own needs and identify what is most important for them and their family as they recover.
Isa sa papel ni Binibining Wago ay tumulong magbigay ng pagkain sa mga refugee at ang pagtulong na baguhin ang sistema ng food distribution patungo sa paggamit ng voucher. Sa ngayon, 400,000 refugee ang gumagamit ng sistemang voucher at layon na maabot sa 650,000 tao sa dulo ng taon. Nagtrabaho si Binibining Wago sa Serbia, Malawi at Fiji. At ang mga karanasan niya dito ay nagbigay sa kanya ng totoong perspektibo.
Sometimes you just have to find the small wins because you can't fix everything. So that can be quite challenging when you're trying to create big change really quickly or you're trying to provide assistance. Sometimes it's just, you have to do the best that you can do and sometimes, that means that you kind of have to compromise on things or things don't get done in perhaps the exact way that you had planned or you had anticipated. But given the constraints and the circumstances that you're in, sometimes you just have to work around that and you have to be flexible. But that can also be, equally frustrating.
Nagtrabaho din ang civil engineer mula Melbourne na si Camilla Bashett sa Bangladesh sa ilalim ng UNCHR. Tumulong siyang magdisenyo ng isang dam ng tubig upang masigurado na ang mga refugees sa lugar ay may tamang access sa tubig sa panahon ng tagtuyot.
You'd see sort of sludge ponds that were next to houses. So you'd see all of that there. Everyone would empty out their latrines and dump it, 20-30 meters from a house. So that's what we were actually trying to clean up. But to see that and see kids playing around and it's, pouring rain at the same time, it's not great. And also just more of like on the emotional side of it, just I did a few focus groups with some men and women and kids while I was there and designing this water storage and speaking with them and just hearing their stories from back home and how they ended up being in the camps was pretty horrifying.
Si Petra Letter mula Perth ay baguhan lang bumalik mula sa isang 12 buwang deployment mula sa Pasipiko, kung saan ay nakabase siya sa Fiji para sa International Planned Parenthood Foundation. Habang nandun, dinisenyo niya ang isang training package para sa mga health workers upang tulungan silang matugunan ang pangangailangan ng mga kababaihan na nakaranas ng nakabase sa kasariang karahasan sa panahon ng mga sakuna.
I think there is a limited knowledge of what sexual and gender-based violence is and that it is a violation of human rights. There is a deep concern for the welfare of their community and there is a deep desire to help their community and make sure that people are safe.
Si Carly Learson naman ay mula sa Orange sa New South Wales Central West. nagtrabaho siya sa Liberia sa panahon ng krisis sa Ebola virus. At sinabing, ang paborito niyang memorya ay ang pagtulong sa isang lalaking taga-Liberia na magbuo ng isang Christmas party para sa mga bata na nawala ng mga magulang dahil sa Ebola.
We managed to put on 6 different parties for 12,000 children across Liberia for Christmas. And that was purely because he wanted the kids to have something fun, and he wanted the kids to feel like, Christmas is a time when you're supposed to be happy, and these kids had lost their parents, and he just wanted to do something nice for them. So it was really nice to be able to help him out with that.
Hinihikayat ng 4 na babae ang sinumang interesado na maging kasali sa mga kawang gawa. Ayon kay Binibining Suzanne Wago, maraming aral ang makukuha mula sa karanasan.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.